Please be advised that this story contains mentions of hate speech aimed at LGBTQ people and other marginalized groups that some listeners may find upsetting.
We are here! We are queer! We're not going back! We are here! We are queer! We're not going back!
On Tuesday, more than 150 Northwestern students arrived outside Swift Hall to protest the presence of James Lindsay on campus. The Northwestern Young Americans for Freedom hosted the speaking event for free in Swift Hall at 7 p.m. Lindsay describes himself as an author, mathematician, and professional troublemaker on his website. He can also be considered a conspiracy theorist and anti-LGBTQ plus activist. The event itself was titled The Dangers of Identity Politics and Intersectionality. This is a point of view Lindsay often shares on his YouTube channel, along with implying that LGBTQ people are groomers and denying critical race theory. Talk of protests on campus started when the poster advertising Lindsay's lecture circulated. It featured a pride flag with a skull and crossbones. Many queer students were motivated to push back against the messaging, waving pride flags outside of the event.
No hate speech on our campus! No hate speech on our campus!
The aim of the protesters was clear. The poster's hateful imagery motivated CESPE and Weinberg sophomore Catherine McDonnell to attend the protest.
I'm a member of the LGBTQ plus community, and so seeing the poster that was used to promote the event, which from my understanding of it was kind of a call of violence against queer people, seeing that initially made me want to protest the event, and not protest in the hopes of like preventing the event from happening per se, but more so to offer a space for people to come together as a community and kind of air their grievances with hateful rhetoric. And just know that like there's other people out there who feel the same way, who are there to support them, who are there to like fight for them.
Because of the advertising decision made by Young Americans for Freedom, McDonnell added,
I'm not just protesting the speaker, I'm protesting people who are calling for violence against people.
Leading up to the protests, as McCormick sophomore Justin Sortland was seeing posts on Instagram, he was interested and joined a growing crowd of spectators.
When I heard about like who the speaker was, like I didn't know his name, and I don't think many people did, but like I looked up his name, and I'm like, okay, this is interesting. I haven't heard of him before, but a lot of people are upset, so I'll go see what this is about and maybe learn like who he is, what he believes.
Though some protesters were more impassioned than others, a significant crowd had amassed, starting at 6:30. From the beginning, the tone of the protest centered around resistance.
Stand up, fight back! Stand up, fight back! Stand up, fight back! Stand up, fight back!
Sortland added that some even appeared to be observers, while others were more fervent in their beliefs.
I would say a lot of people were, like, chanting, and, like, some people were more passionate than others. I'd say, like, the people in the back were just observing, while the people in the front were just very passionate.
Our campus! Our campus! Our campus!
Eventually, students stood up in front of the crowd to say what they loved about themselves and what they wished they could say to Lindsay.
I appreciated how people were given the chance to like speak in front of the crowd and kind of share their thoughts and share their identity, and how there was that aspect of celebration for like sharing your identity and like owning your identity, owning who you are.
Then, about halfway through the event, someone stood up and announced that they would be going inside. Most protesters followed, and around 40 people ended up in the room with Lindsay, until security stopped letting more of them in.
They didn't let people in after a bunch of people, like, got in already, they kind of just, like, blocked it off. Yeah, they were very, like, restrictive after a point.
McDonnell tried to go in, holding a pride flag, but they told her that they reached capacity, and she had to go back out. She recognized a few different reasons for the many protesters who wanted to go into the event.
some people were like genuinely curious, like, what does this person have to say? Not necessarily like that they thought they were going to agree with him, but just wanting to know, like, okay, I know the general idea of what he believes in, but I want to like hear him explain it himself. And then for a few other people, it was something along the lines of, I want him to like look me in the eye while he says something hateful about my identity, or I want him mm-hmm. to know that like I am real. Some people wanted to sit in there so they could ask him questions and try to challenge him.
For those that remained outside, the mood of the protest shifted. As they waited for Lindsay to exit, an organizer asked for, quote, really queer music to blast out of a speaker, and people started to improvise. After Lindsay left campus, the back and forth continued on Twitter, where he posted disparaging remarks about the protesters. McDonald said this just made her feel better about her decision to protest.
I think overall, supposed backlash against the protest to me is kind of, I understand why it happened. It doesn't mean that it's okay. And it's also very entertaining in the sense that it makes me feel reassured in the choices I made to like attend the protest, because like, wow, these people really don't know what they're talking about.
The sentiment from the rest of the protesters was similar.
We're here, we're queer, and we're not going anywhere!
Young Americans for Freedom did not respond to WNUR News' request for comment. For WNUR News, I'm Justine Fisher.